Are you an entrepreneur that's short on time, money, or just looking for that success blueprint? The Proven Entrepreneur is the podcast for you. Host Don Williams and his guests are sharing and inspiring entrepreneurs around the world with real success stories. Here's your host, Don Williams.
This is the Proven Entrepreneur, and I'm your host, Don Williams. Today, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the concept of wow. And we know that wow is on the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best. That wow starts at 11 and goes on to infinity. It's when a company delivers experiences to prospects, customers, teammates, vendors, partners, even to your spouse, children, etc., to where you literally hear the word wow. They are so blown away with how well you nailed that. So this story is almost 20 years old, and that's important to realize because what wow does is when you deliver an experience to the level of wow, people will never forget. They'll remember forever. So the year is 2002. One of my companies is a contact center. So that business makes phone calls, receives phone calls, answers chat, email, live text, typically for Fortune 500 companies. In 2002, the Congress of the United States passed what's known as Do Not Call. And anyone making telephone calls, outbound telephone calls to residences needed to scrub their call list against the federal Do Not Call list. And a lot of companies who did that used intermediaries, service providers, who would handle the scrubbing process, and they were more prepared and also gave you a layer of insulation between the process. Though my company did not need to register as a company to scrub, we did need to register as a provider to companies who needed to scrub. And the biggest difference being this, back at that time, to be the seller, the company who is legally required to scrub for Do Not Call, their expense was, I think, $8,500. Now, my company, because we were a service provider to sellers, our expense was nothing because we were not the seller. As often happens in a business, when you're too busy doing too many things, spinning too many plates, as we registered for Do Not Call service with the service provider, and I have no one to blame but myself, but I basically checked the wrong box on about a 20-page form. And so the next month when my American Express bill came in, my corporate American Express, there was this $8,500 charge to the Federal Trade Commission of the United States. Ouch! I didn't need to spend that money. And so I reached out to the vendor and I said, hey, we made a mistake. And my mistake, I checked the wrong box, but can you get me a refund and can I reapply? The vendor said, it is a mistake, but it's your mistake. And they were exactly right. So I left that phone call thinking, you know, it's not life-altering money, but it's too much money to pay someone in error and just let it go. So I began placing phone calls to the FTC, Federal Trade Commission of the United States of America. Now, the FTC, at least at that time, weren't very good about answering the phone. And so after I left a couple messages and received no callback, I reached out to my card provider, American Express. And as I was relaying what had happened with the customer service rep at American Express, she replied to me and said, Mr. Williams, don't worry about it. We'll reverse the charge and you'll be good to go. I asked her, you do understand that the merchant in this case is the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission of the United States of America? And her response to me was, Mr. Williams, it doesn't really matter. We always side on the side of the cardholder. So I thought that was an interesting exchange. And when she told me that, I literally thought, wow, that's unbelievable. So a couple of days later, the front desk buzzes me in my office and says, "Don, we have the Federal Trade Commission on line one." And so I get on the phone and talk with a very professional, very courteous guy who we recount what happened. And he said, "Hey, no problem. We're going to issue a refund. You won't have to have American Express do a chargeback." And so it all got resolved as it should and as was appropriate. But the point of that whole story is this. I had a problem, and it was my problem. I couldn't blame anybody. I made the mistake. And so, you know, if it was going to end poorly, it should be my responsibility to live up to my mistake. But my merchant company, American Express, my card services company, absolutely stood in front of me, said, "Hey, we'll help. Doesn't matter whose problem, whose mistake it is." And so 20 years later, I'm still telling that story because it still sticks in my mind of when American Express delivered a wow experience to me. Another episode of The Proven Entrepreneur with Don Williams. Thank you.
That's today's episode of The Proven Entrepreneur. Go to iTunes, subscribe to the show, and leave an iTunes review. Every week, one lucky listener that posts an iTunes review earns a chance to win a drawing for a $25,000 private VIP day with Don himself. Go to provenentrepreneurpodcast.com and pick up a free gift from Don. Please join Don on the next episode of The Proven Entrepreneur.